Page 175. They're nothing satisfied, but all allured. Things seem to be that never wholly are. Images were seen that looked like living acts, and symbols hid the sense they claimed to show. Pale dreams grew real to the dreamer's eyes. The souls came there that vainly strive for birth, and spirits entrapped might wander through all time, yet never find the truth by which they live. All ran like hopes that hunt a lurking chance. Nothing was solid, nothing felt complete. All was unsafe, miraculous, and half true. It seemed a realm of lives that had no base. Then dawned a greater seeking, broadened sky, a journey under wings of brooding force. First came the kingdom of the morning star. A twilight beauty trembled under its spear, and the throb of promise of a wider life. Then slowly rose a great and doubting sun, and in its light she made of self a world. A spirit was there that sought for its own deep self. It was content with fragments pushed in front, and parts of living that belied the whole, but pieced together might one day be true. Yet something seemed to be achieved at last, a growing volume of the will to be, a text of living and a graph of force, a script of acts, a song of conscious forms, burdened with meanings fugitive from thought's grasp, and crowded with undertones of life's rhythmic cry, could write itself on the hearts of living things in an outbreak of might of secret spirit, in life and matter's answer of delight, some phase of deathless beauty could be caught that gave immortality to a moment's joy, some word that could incarnate highest truth. To find, leaped out from a chance tension of the soul, some hue of the absolute could fall on life, some glory of knowledge and intuitive sight, some passion of the rapturous heart of the love, a hierophant of the bodiless secrecy, interned in an unseen spiritual sheath. The will that pushes sense beyond its scope, to feel the light and joy intangible, half found its way into the ineffable's peace, half captured a sealed sweetness of desire, that yearned from a bosom of mysterious bliss, half manifested veiled reality. A soul not trapped into its cloak of mind, could glimpse the true sense of a world of forms, illumined by a vision in the thought, unbuoyed by the heart's understanding flame, it could hold in the conscious ether of the spirit the divinity of a symbol universe. This realm inspires us with our vaster hopes. Its poses have made landings on our globe. Its signs have traced their pattern in our lives. It lends a sovereign moment to our fate. Its errant waves motive our life's high surge. All that we seek, for it's prefigured there, and all we have not known, not ever sought, which yet one day must be born in human hearts, that the timeless may fulfill itself in things. Incarnate in the mystery of the days, eternal in an unclosed infinite, a mounting endless possibility, climbs high upon a topless ladder of dream, forever in the being's conscious trance. All on that ladder mounts to an unseen end, an energy of perpetual transience makes, the journey from which no return is sure, the pilgrimage of nature to the unknown.